Welcome to Swords and Unicorns, an episodic family tabletop adventure. Each episode, the girls of the Jacobs family journey through the world of Alathon, a fantastical place filled with wondrous creatures and exciting dangers.
My name is Ventura. I'm a human warrior. I play Summer.
My name is Julieta. I play Autumn, a forest elf druid.
Hey, I'm Sarah, and I play Midnight Moon, a gnome mystic.
And I'm Brando, the dad and game guide. Now let's quest! The world of Alathon is a world of swords and magic, elves and fairies, monsters and bad guys, adventures and mysteries. Our story takes place in the Kingdom of Valiance, just outside the capital city in a lush and beautiful forest known as the Kinwood. In the heart of the Kinwood Forest is the peaceful and idyllic four towns, Riverbend, Estwin, Pine Hollow, and where our story takes place today, Staghold. All of the citizens of the four towns have gathered in Staghold to celebrate the holiday of Harvest Fest. The town square is full of tents, tables, chairs, picnic blankets, and cheerful townspeople laughing, talking, dancing, singing, and of course, eating and drinking. There's more food than you've ever seen. Baked sweets and juicy meats, fresh-grown greens and stinky cheese. Among the celebrating townspeople are our three heroes. All right, girls, why don't you tell us your character's name and then describe what she looks like. Sarah, why don't you go first?
My name is Sarah. I play Midnight Moon. She's a gnome mystic, and she's kind of short. She has a really awesome big, like, purplish witch hat and nice flowing robes that are purple. She has a book of her spells and secret things that she writes down that she carries with her. And most importantly, she has this really awesome wand with a glowing, brilliant purple crystal on the top of it.
Ooh, wow. All right, Winter, why don't you tell us what your character's name is and what she looks like?
My name is Winter. I play Samo, human warrior. And mine is, like, tall, and she has a sword that is pink, and she has a pink crystal, and she has orange hair, and she has metal and a blue dress and blue boots.
All right. Very cool. All right, Juliana, tell us about your character.
Hi, my name is Juliana, and I play Autumn, a elf, forest elf druid.
There we go.
My character looks like she's wearing a green dress, brown hair, braids in her hair. She's an elf. She's holding a crow. She always holds her staff. And she has leaves on the ground. And she has like a green dress with kind of a purse, sort of like a bag.
Yeah, yeah. Like a satchel.
Yeah.
All right. After a while, everyone has stuffed their bellies and have begun participating in games and Harvest Fest activities. While eagerly anticipating the main event of the day, the show put on by Prissy the Prancing Purple Pony. Oh, it's the highlight of the day to watch Prissy do all her wonderful jumps, twirls, hops, and tricks. Surely today's show will be wonderful and uninterrupted. So while we're waiting for Prissy's show, we're doing Harvest Fest games. So there's different games, like there's a slide race you can do if you want. There's like a hoop game where they throw a hoop and you have to throw a spear and see if you can get it in the hoop. Would you like to do one of those games?
Yes.
All right, which one would you like to do?
I want to do the one where there's a big like slide that goes in the chat.
Okay. Do all three girls want to do the slide race?
Let's do it.
Sure.
All right, you three heroes, you walk up to a hill and you get a little potato sack for each of you. And you go up to the top of the hill, and at the same time, there's like a little teeny drill there. He's like, hey guys, what's up? You guys ready to race? You guys ready to race?
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah.
All right. You're going to, now, whoever wins, you know, you get like a big high five. All right.
Woo-hoo. I love high fives.
All right. And then it counts down. Ready, set, go!
My tummy hurts from all the treats I've been eating.
All right, now, each of you get a D20, and we're going to roll it, and we're going to see whoever gets the highest number wins. All right, Juliana, can you pass out the D20s? All right, get ready to roll it. You're going to just roll it right on your character sheet right there. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go!
I got eight.
8? All right, Mommy, what'd you get?
9.
Ooh, okay, so far as Mommy's winning, Julie, what'd you get?
11.
Whoa! Juliana comes in first place, and Sarah comes in second place, and Winter comes in third place. Good job, Big. The guy walks up to Juliana. Hey, man, good job on your race. You're really fast in that potato sack. And he gives you a big high five.
Give me a real one.
Oh, a real one. All right. Ooh. You want to race again?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Two of you are very excited because you're like, now you're very competitive. And you're like, oh, I want to win so bad. All right,
ready? So bad!
Yeah! You run back up to the hill, you get on your potato sack, and he goes, ready, set, go!
I got a 1 and an 8.
Oh, okay, that's an 18. All right.
I got a 4.
Got a 4? All right. Julie, you rolled on. Pull it out and roll it again, sweetheart.
Can you get it?
You can't even reach it? Where'd it go? Oh, my goodness. You lost the dice. We've been playing for 5 minutes.
There's another one.
All right, roll that one on your character sheet.
2.
All right! Summer wins! Good job, Summer. And he comes up and he's, great job coming from last place into first place. Oh, that's a high five right there. All right. Suddenly, the mayor runs out. Oh no! Everyone stop! Stop all of the festivities and games! Something terrible has happened! Something awful! Prissy the Purple Prancing Pony has gone missing! Oh no! We need the town's guard! And he runs over to the table where all the town's guard are sitting. But he sees that all of the town's guard are all very sleepy from eating and drinking too much already. Oh no, they can't help us. They're too sleepy. We need someone to save Prissy. Who will rescue Prissy?
I mean, I'm up for it.
Me too.
I'll do it.
Me too.
Oh, thank you, three young heroes. Oh, please come in.
I'm 6.
Mommy's old.
Thanks.
You're Mommy's welcome. Like 17 or whatever.
Yep, I'm 17.
You are?
Whatever you say, I am.
Yep. All right. Well, what would you like to do? How would you like to go and find out what happened to Prissy?
I would go check the first place people, the last place people saw her.
That's wonderful. The stable is right over there.
I was going to check where she was the last place, like where she got,
said.
Where she got, like, took.
Where she was taken, yeah. Yes. Remember, speak up into the mic. Right, okay. If you go down the street right to the edge of town is Prissy's stable. Go and check on her.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go!
All of the townspeople are just eyeing you, and they're just worried about Prissy because she's, like, everyone's favorite ever. And they're just looking at you, and they're like, oh, I hope you save Prissy. Oh, good luck for you. You walk down the main street, and you get to the edge of town, and you see the horse stable. And right above the horse stable is a sign that, carved into the sign, says Prissy the Purple Prancing Pony. What do you do?
I was going to, like, go, like, open the door and go, see her footprints where she was.
That's perfect. All right. Summer opens the door and you walk in and you don't see any footprints. You don't see Prissy, but you do see a stable boy. And he's laying on the ground and he's rubbing his head. Oh!
What's wrong, stable boy?
Oh. Are you okay?
Oh, thank you. I was hit over the head. I told the mayor that I couldn't find Prissy. Oh, they took her. Oh, no. They took Prissy. Oh, no.
Who took her?
Oh, they came from the woods. They ran out and they took her. Oh.
What did they look like?
They had long noses and they had hair all over and they were short. Oh, and they had long tails and they had big front teeth. Ow, my head hurts. Oh, they took her.
Let's go check in the forest.
Shots.
Who cares?
Winter, summer, everybody cares.
Do you want to talk to the stable boy more?
Sure. Did you see what direction they went?
The stable boy, he gets up to his feet and he's still a little shaky. And he walks out of the stable. Oh, that way. They came out of the Kenwood right there. They came from that direction. And he points into the forest.
Thank you, stable boy. Let's go.
Are the three of you going to... Winter's excited. Are the three of you going to try to rescue Prissy?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, before you go, it might be dangerous because the...
We can do it!
Before you go... Go across the street to the shop right there and get a healing potion. Just to be safe, I wouldn't want any harm to come to you.
That's a good idea.
Okay!
I'll go get it.
I won't get
All right, smile. So what do you do?
We walk over to the... walk over to the shop to get a healing potion.
You walk over to a shop, and it's called the Mythic Mystic.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a shop called the Mythic Mystic, and... You open the door, and it is like a coolest little magic shop because against the back wall are on these shelves are all these different jars of different shapes and sizes, and inside they have different liquids of different colors, and each one of them is glowing that color. And then on the right wall, there's all these little shiny little knickknacks and stuff, like looks like things you could wear, like a necklace and bracelets and rings and like hair bows and all kinds of stuff, each one made of a different thing. And then on the third wall is all these little knickknacks that you could like carry, like maybe like a little trinket in your pocket or wands and all kinds of stuff. And then in the far corner is a counter. And on the counter is a big ledger, like a big, thick book, and a big, heavy box beside it. And behind the counter is a goat. And the goat is standing there, and he's just chewing. He's just looking at you. So what do you do?
We walk up to the goat and say, "Hello, goat."
"Hello, goat!"
The goat looks at you three girls. And then he nods his head to the back wall with all of the jars with liquids in them. What would you like to do?
I'm going to ask him. I'm going to say, like, what do goats do? They, like, neigh or something? Neigh once if you really are a goat. Neigh twice if, like, you're not a goat and maybe you're a person and there's a spell put on you? Because this is kind of weird.
The goat looks at you three girls and he's just chewing. He's like...
I'm going to go over and inspect some of the liquids that he looked at.
Me too.
I'm going to ask him, is that where the healing potions are?
And he goes, meh.
So is that a yes?
I don't speak goat. Do you speak goat? Autumn, summer?
Yes.
No. What's he saying? Tell me what he's saying.
He's saying yes.
Meh.
Yes. Yes, we understand goat.
Okay. All right, so what do you do now?
walk over to the potions.
And get the potion.
All right. You walk over to all the shelves of, and there's every color of the rainbow. And each one is glowing a different color. There's blues and greens and oranges and reds and purples and every single shade of every color, turquoise and all of them. And you see under each jar on the counter is a little sign that says what each one does. Which color would you like to look at?
The pretty pink.
Pink. You look at the pink one and it says bubbles.
Bubbles.
All right. Would you like to look at a different color?
Yes. I'm gonna look at purple. What's purple say?
You look at the purple and it says, hold on, I hadn't thought of this. Magic.
What magic, Joe?
Yeah. It just says magic. That's what it said. Would you like to look at one of the colors?
I would go look at blue because for some reason I feel like blue is kind of like a healing thing. I don't know.
Okay. You look at the blue one and it says growing.
I'll look at the red one next.
The red one. Summer walks up to the red one, glowing red, and it says healing.
Yes!
All right, what do you do?
I'm going to grab it and ask for a bag, and I'm going to bring the bag and go into the woods.
All right, so you do all of you grab a red one?
Yeah, are there enough healing potions for us? Can I also grab the growing one, too?
You want to grab the growing one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, put that in your inventory.
I need the growing one because I'm small.
Well, you're small, but Summer's not small.
Yeah.
Summer's big.
Yeah. I'm guessing she's like 10.
Tall. She's tall.
You think she's 10?
Yes.
Wait. Why 10?
Because she's tall.
Yes. She's tall, like a 10-year-old.
Yes.
Do we write healing in our...
Yeah, so in your stuff, write...
How do you spell healing?
Write healing potion.
Right here in your stuff category on this line?
How do you spell it?
No, start on the next line.
H-E-A-L-I-N-G. Oh. All right, so you girls have arms full of potions.
Yes.
And you bring it up to the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it on the counter, and the goat is sitting there. And he looks down at the potions.
Can I see it?
And then he looks up at you. And then he goes, and then he goes and he taps his snout on a piece of paper on the counter. And then he goes, meh.
Meh.
And the piece of paper says, healing potions, 10 gold. Growing potions.
I'm also buying a growing potion too.
Yeah. 20 gold.
Me too.
And what was the other one you got? It was just growing?
Just those two.
Yeah.
Okay, so growing healing potions, 10 gold. Growing potions, 20 gold.
That'd be 30.
In your pockets, in your pouches.
I don't have
we haven't discussed this. We didn't talk about gold.
Yeah, we haven't done.
You girls have 10 pieces of gold.
That's it?
And 20 pieces of silver.
I thought I had 50.
Nope. 10 pieces of gold and 20 pieces of silver.
Oh. I thought I had 50.
So, we're learning economics here.
How many silvers to a gold? What's the exchange rate for this currency?
100.
100 silvers to 1 gold.
Yeah, 100 pieces of silver equals 1 piece of gold.
So, we have 10 gold.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we can only 20 buy silver.
Yes.
How do you spell gold?
Okay.
G-O-L-D, gold.
Two.
Just, I think you know how to spell gold.
Two's backwards, but as long as you know what it is.
Do you want to combine your money and get some growing potions, or do you want to get some healing potions?
Healing.
Okay, so I'm just going to buy a healing.
All right.
Sorry, goat. I'm going to go put this potion away.
All right. The goat looks at you, and he looks at the red healing potions, and he goes, meh. And he touches his snout to the box, and at the in top of the box, there's a slit where you can drop coins. And then he goes, murr.
So we drop our coins in there.
I drop my coin, and I say, watch out for all this goat snot.
Drop!
All right, and by the time you're done dropping each of you your 10 coins, the goat has disappeared behind the counter and reappeared with a nice little bag for each of you and a little paper bag.
And is he carrying it in his little mouth?
In his little mouth.
Aww. And then he's like, bah.
He's like, and he gives you your healing potions.
So now you have healing potions.
And I say thank you in goat.
Yes.
Meow. I say thank you.
All right, you.
I'm saying thank you.
First of all, you don't speak goat. You're just making random noises.
Yes. Okay. Sorry, I don't want to insult the goat.
The only one who does speak goat is Juliana, but she didn't turn into a goat, so.
Wait, what?
Oh,
wait.
You forgot. It's over now. It's too late.
You could have been a goat the whole time. You could have got us a deal.
I forgot that I can turn into a goat. All right,
now, you have your healing potions. So what would you like to do?
Let's go into the forest and walk the direction that the stable boy pointed.
Sure.
And just walk.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
You three heroes enter the Kinwood. It's a beautiful, lush forest. And this is the Harvest Fest, which is the weekend when all of the leaves are changing. Every tree around you is full of the most beautiful colors you've ever seen. The leaves are orange and yellow
and
red.
Green.
Well, there's no green because the leaves are changing.
So it's fall?
It is fall.
And yes. It's orange. And it's orange.
There is orange, yes.
Yellow.
There might be pink. Is it red?
There's a small little tree and it actually has pink leaves.
I learned about leaves.
You did?
Yes.
What'd you learn about leaves?
Because there's these little, like the leaves, how they turn green. There's these little tiny green stuff in it, and that's how they make the leaves green.
That's right. That's called chlorophyll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
That's great job. So the leaves are just beautiful around you. And in fact, the leaves are gently falling off of the tall trees, and they're gently drifting down around you like snow. All around you, you're seeing these beautiful fall leaves drifting around.
And then I'd be ready to cut because I love us.
Well, it's just you three. There's no one else around you. You're in the forest all alone. And as you keep... Let me ask you. What would you like to do now that you're in the forest?
Well, like, aren't we not by ourselves? Because, like, we might be close to where she got stolen.
You look around. Well, are you saying like you want to look to see Prissy?
Yeah, let's look around.
If they have a cave, like we can like go in a cave. If it might not be them, it might be a bear.
You're right. It could be a bear. You don't know. So you're looking. So what are you looking for? Winter or summer? Are you looking for a cave and a bear?
Yeah. No, I'm not a bear.
You're not a bear. I said, are you looking for a bear?
I am not looking for a bear.
Okay, what are you looking for?
I am looking for the pony.
For Prissy. Is,
yes.
Prissy. Okay, so each of you on your character sheets, you have your star numbers.
Remember,
we worked on our star numbers?
I have three.
Yeah? All right. Yeah. Now, you're going to look, you're going to roll, look around. So this is your first star number roll of the game.
Well,
wait.
So pick up your dice.
What dice?
Okay, I got my dice.
The D20.
Dice, boys.
Because someone had a spicy dice.
You got a
spicy dice.
Chef's kiss.
She's doing a chef's kiss right now. Where did you learn that?
From Michelle.
Okay. All right. Now, each of you are going to roll the dice, and then you're going to listen up, sweetheart. You're going to roll the dice, and then you're going to add your look around star number. Okay.
Yes.
So roll the dice.
I got 17 plus 2.
All right,
so 19.
19.
So I got a 19.
Remember that. Okay.
Winter's playing with a different kind of die.
Is she?
I think that's a. Is that supposed to be a 1?
What did she roll?
It's letters. I'll show it to you.
It's letters?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's a 1.
Okay, so Winter rolled a nat 1, a natural 1. Okay.
All right, and I need to roll.
What one?
Midnight Moon rolls a 17.
There's no one on
here. Okay, and what's your look around number, Midnight Moon?
1, so 18.
Okay, 18.
There's no one on here.
All right, listen. That word means 1. That's what that means.
Here, we'll switch.
We'll have our own dice next time.
Give me.
All right, Midnight Moon, you got. Okay.
Give me.
So listen up. Summer looks around, and she's just all casual about it, and she doesn't see anything or notice anything. She's like, I don't know where Prissy went. But Midnight Moon and Autumn, you girls look around, and you see very faintly, you see little hoof prints, little footprints that look like they belong
to Prissy.
A pony.
Hmm.
But since you rolled so high, you also see several other footprints that look like they were made by something that was not a pony or human also around it.
Ooh, that's just weird.
Is it like a human head and a pony body?
it's just footprints. They're footprints made by feet that aren't human.
So it's not a prissy pony feet, and it's not human feet. It's someone else. So it's probably if those prissy are Prissy's footprints.
Is it like big feet? Because it might be big footprints.
It's actually small feet. They're small feet, but they look like long toes with little claws on the end of them.
It might be baby Bigfoot.
It might be. We don't know. But you see that those footprints are all walking together and they trail away deeper into the forest.
I want to follow them. That's my first thing. Wait, no. Wait.
And they go away from the road.
Wait, we're following a road?
You're going. There are roads, but you're going away from the road. You're going deeper into the forest.
Okay. I'm
going
to pull out my sundial wristwatch and look to see what time it is to see if maybe it's safe to go deeper into the woods right now.
I'm going to fight those bad guys.
What do you mean? Like, what time of day it is?
Yeah, what time of day is it?
It's afternoon time. So, you know, the sun is going down, but it's not, like, approaching evening. So you got some time if you want it.
If I find any bad guys, I have a long sword so I can snap them.
That's true.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, the stable boy said that he saw a lot of animals that were hairy and short.
With tails. He said
with
tails.
With long tails, yeah. So I bet if these are Prissy's pony tracks, then the other feet are probably the people that are like the creatures that took her. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I'm gonna follow them.
All right.
Yeah, let's follow them.
So Midnight Moon starts following the tracks.
Me too.
Me too.
All right. All three of you girls, you start following the tracks, and you go deeper and deeper into the forest, and you go around the trees and up over the hills, and then you hear something. There's some thick bushes nearby, and you hear a rustling sound in the bushes.
Yeah, okay.
Does anybody else hear that bush talking to you?
No. Oh, yeah. He's saying, bush, bush.
Don't touch the microphone.
Bush, bush, bush.
It's not saying bush. It is a bush.
Bush, bush, bush.
The bushes don't say there's bush. They're just
tree,
bushes.
Tree. But the bush can talk. He has a face.
But the footprints go right past the bush. That's rustling sound. What do you girls do?
I want to jump into the bush and hit it with my staff, whatever it is.
Oh, you could just like into the bush and turn into an animal.
What do you want to do?
I want to...
Well, you already said. You said you're going to jump into the bush and hit it with your staff.
All right.
All right, before we do that, the other two girls, what would you... Do you want to do anything while before we go on?
I'm going to hide behind a nearby tree.
I'm just going to, like, go in the bush, and, like, if there's any bad guys, I'm going to kill them.
All right, so you jump in the bush also.
Yes.
And Midnight Moon, you're hiding.
Yes. I'm observing.
Okay, you're observing.
Coward.
You
being cautious in case anybody needs saving.
I'm right,
or
though.
Healing.
I'm right.
All right.
Yeah, you're cautious.
Summer and Autumn together, you jump into the bush, and out pop five gremlins.
Wait, what are gremlins?
You made
these
a gremlin?
Short little monsters with green lizard-like skin.
I know what
and they have
like.
Big giant. Pointy ears and big red eyes.
I know what
they
look
like. They have
like.
A big mouth, and in their mouths are big flat teeth, and they're going.
You made that.
And they're chomping, and they have little hands and little claws, and at the end of their hands, they have like sharp fingernails to claw. And all five of these gremlins look at you, and they go. And they.
That's annoying.
They attack you. And that is the end of our first episode.
Yes!
Woo!
That was so much fun.
Congrats, friends and family.
Finally, we can leave so I can go to bed.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to this episode of Swords and Unicorns. If you liked it, then help us spread the word and tell a friend about us. You can also connect with us on Instagram and Facebook at Swords and Unicorns. Also, we're proud members of the Helios Network, a collection of great podcasts made by regular people. Check out theheliosnetwork.com for other amazing podcasts. our next episode comes out in 2 weeks. So until then, keep your swords sharp and your imagination sharper.